Why do certain things disgust us? Why is disgust prompted by different things in different people? What actually is disgust for? Daniel Kelly is the author of Yuck, The Nature and Moral Significance of Disgust, and he's on the line. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Good afternoon.
I assume, Daniel, that there's some sort of evolutionary reason why we have a disgust response.
I actually think there's a pair of reasons that we have them. One of the reasons has to do with sort of preventing us from eating food that's likely to upset our stomach, like boiling meat or rotting bread or something. But it also helps to keep us away from things which are likely to infect us. Diseases or things which are indicators of someone who might be diseased.
So, generally speaking, is that because we smell something that disgusts us, or is it through a combination of senses?
So certainly pungent smells are one of the most powerful triggers of disgust, but also the way things sound can be disgusting, like certain really like oozy, mucky noises. And things might look disgusting as too. So if you imagine seeing a person who has like an open sore on their face or something, that's sort of nasty.
That's fairly disgusting. So strictly speaking, is disgust, is it a response? Is it an emotion? How is it defined?
Most people would say disgust is an emotion. Maybe it's one of the most basic emotions we have. Part of what's interesting about disgust is there's elements of it which range from physiological elements of the response. So your body, your heartbeat drops a little bit when you're disgusted. There's sort of affective, so there's that feeling of yuckiness or that slight flash of nausea. And then there's also these higher order cognitive responses. So when you think about something which is disgusting, as if it's sort of dirty or tainted, and you can track the way that it can contaminate other things that it comes into contact with. So there's a sort of a higher level cognitive component of disgust as well.
And disgust seems to be culturally informed as well, in the sense that there are, for instance, in certain cultures, people will eat insects routinely, and in other cultures, people would actually find that disgusting.
Absolutely. This is one of the things I thought was most interesting about disgust, is that it sits on the dividing line between nature and nurture. So no one really has to teach you how to be disgusted. The response itself looks like it might be innate or part of human nature. But then what people consider disgusting, there's a whole range of variation. It seems like you pick this up from the culture that you grow up in, or your peers or your parents, things like that.
And the idea of, just taking the idea of eating insects, for instance, why would one culture find that disgusting? Which is a very strong visceral reaction to that, as opposed to, well, it's a bit odd. You can go to Singapore and have insects for your dinner, rather than we can be disgusted by that notion.
Your disgust system itself, it looks like it has this capacity to be calibrated by culture. So it might just be part of where you grow up, because some cultures, that's what's prominent. That's what they have available to eat. And maybe over the course of time, they found out that, hey, if I eat this this cicada, or if I eat this water bug, I won't actually get sick. So it's been incorporated into their diet in various ways. And maybe even it's become part of a cuisine that they're sort of proud of.
I suppose by the same token, in individuals, we are disgusted by, some people can be disgusted by something and another person not disgusted by that. I assume that's probably to do with something in their own background and experiences.
Yeah, you might have some idiosyncratic experience in your past that might make you disgusted by, a particular kind of food. For me, it's... stovetop stuffing is something that I just find repulsive, but other
what
people really like.
What is stovetop stuffing?
It's this product my mom made me eat when I was very young.
That's what I was. I hate peas for the same reason. Do you know when you're a kid and they're saying go sit there and eat it, and then you get the what we call boking, which is kind of semi-puking?
Absolutely. So that's what happened with me with stovetop stuffing. So yeah. To this day, that's a kind of gravy product. I just don't want anything to do with it.
Doesn't sound particularly attractive. So, by the same token, then, can you train somebody out of being disgusted by something?
It's a very interesting question, and I don't think there's a clear, definitive answer to it yet. But there's sort of straws in the wind. So it looks like if someone goes to medical school, they become, because they go through this training having to do with learning about human anatomy, They become less disgusted by sort of corpses, by death-related disgust elicitors, just by being exposed to them for so long. But their disgust in other domains doesn't really drop off. So we can't sort of instantly make ourselves not be disgusted by something, but there's more roundabout ways that you can sort of acclimatize to certain things which might have been disgusting previously.
And it seems to be one of those few things where it originally at its base, there's something self-protective in it as a reflex action against things that might be bad for us. But we can adapt it and use it right up into the point of prejudice. We did an item earlier on today. We were talking to somebody who they're both Americans, but she's Irish Italian, and the guy she married was originally from Korea, and she'd written a book about the difficulties of that. Now, you can imagine in Mississippi in 1960, the notion of an interracial couple marrying people would have found disgusting.
Absolutely. A lot of times these prejudices or these boundaries between different groups of people, be they racial or class-based, they can become very sort of emotionally charged. And sometimes the emotion which charges them is disgust. Like the example you gave of Mississippi is probably a very good one.
And it's probably an extreme one, but then again, at the same time, the word disgust is used so commonly now that people will say they find something disgusting or people disgusting or some actions disgusting. Do they actually mean disgust in the way you defined it at the start of this interview?
Probably certainly not in every instance. So you might sometimes just use the word disgust to express sort of a vehement form of disagreement or outrage. But I think there's reason to think that sometimes when people say they're disgusted by, certain groups of people or, one political party or another, I think there's good reason to think that sometimes they actually are genuinely disgusted in the same way you might be disgusted by, rotting garbage or something.
Also as well, because you did mention the smell and particularly sound can be disgusting, in films... Sometimes people go to films to hear those horrible, squelchy blood pouring out of an orifice sounds to be deliberately disgusted, and they enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't have a real good... I imagine whatever's happening there is a pretty complex phenomena, but I certainly agree with you that there's some... I'm not a member of this this category, but some people certainly get very titillated. They sort of seek out these movies or TV shows which are sort of disgusting. They like to expose themselves to that sort of thing. Disgust sort of, it pushes an emotional button. It captures attention. You like to talk to your friends about it. Why exactly that is, I'm not totally sure, but it's certainly an interesting phenomenon.
As an emotion, then, is disgust particularly useful in the 21st century?
That's a good question, too. I would say it's a very sort of rough heuristic to keep us away from things which might be infectious or food which might be a little bit dodgy. But there's a school of thought which thinks that disgust is the sort of thing we should employ to sort of maybe shape our social policies or push certain activities to the fringes of society, or even maybe disgust gives us some information about the distinction between what's moral and what isn't. I argue in the book that this school of thought is wrong. I think disgust shouldn't be used as a social tool. It shouldn't be used as sort of a reliable guide to morality.
You wouldn't encourage President Obama to appoint a Secretary of State for disgust?
I certainly wouldn't.
Daniel, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Daniel R. Kelly there. He's the author of Yuck, The Nature and Moral Significance of Disgust. We're going to take a break after that. Some good things to do tonight.
Moncrief.
Thanks to dumdeal.ie. Buy what you want, sell what you don't.
News Talk 106 to 108.